producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rachel McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side. This is Aurora Borealis week.
Ooh.
The Aurora Borealis.
Love them.
Well, isn't that the name of the fellow that stars in Bones? Jennifer, isn't his name?
Yes, I think that's his name.
Borealis?
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. The Northern Lights. First time there was a record of these lights over North America was on this day in 1719. A mysterious face seemed to appear in the sky. And since most Aurora Borealis displays occur in September and October, and then again in March and April, this is very strange for this to have happened at this time in December. Simplest explanation for the Northern Lights, they're usually green and red and white, kind of frosty looking. It's gas. You know, like the gas in neon signs.
Sure.
It's gas that gets charged with electricity. So it's like lightning in the sky. It's the same sort of effect in the atmosphere, but there's more gas at this time of year in the atmosphere. So the charge of the electricity from the lightning getting connected to the gas creates the light. That makes sense? I think we could go.
It doesn't make sense.
Do you have a picture?
It doesn't.
But I saw one when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Delivering the papers at 5 a.m.
Yep.
On Christmas morning.
Yep.
You don't think that'll
Santa
freak
Claus
you out?
Santa Claus coming to town.
Not Santa Claus. I thought God was ending the world. But it was like lightning. It was bright white.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's like somebody flipped the light switch on for a good 15, 20 seconds.
It's fascinating.
And then it went off.
If you have a clear sky, this is the time of year the Gemandes, if that's how you pronounce it, G-E-M-N-I-N-D-S. It's a big meteor shower that is at its peak at the same time as this Aurora Borealis. So you really want to get freaked out, Richie. This is the king of meteor showers. Produces 120 multicolored meteors per hour over the course of 2 or 3 days, and it happens that it's the 14th and 15th this year, all kinds of things that bring us. And by the way, for those of you who believe in the star and the three wise men following the star to go find where Jesus was, the theory is that it was this stuff in the sky that they were looking at this time of year. Have you heard that? Did they ever teach that in Sunday school?
No.
Of course not.
No.
No.
They told it was a big white star. No, it's these, all of these, the Aurora Borealis and the meteor showers together. There is another time, it's in May and June, when these things show up as well. But this is an important time. Astrologically, this is a fascinating time for astrologers. Jennifer, you sort of believe in astrology. Richie, once in a while I bring you
to
the hook of what's going on. This is a great time to get your astrology chart done because there are so many influences. It doesn't change the outcome. It just is because the astrologer will tell you that they're very motivated at this time of year. From this time of year to the end of the year, they seem to get better information, so they say. And this is the time of year when people really freak out. If you are restless, if you're anxious, if you are bipolar, and you see this sort of thing, there's an energy. Maybe you don't even see it, but there's an energy that comes in. This is part of what folks explain is the discomfort, dis-ease that people feel around Christmas time. Because it is, if you think it's your family, or it's the craziness of going on buying all of these things and trying to pay your bills and all that other stuff, well, astrologers will tell you it's not. It is what's going on in the atmosphere. It's right as we get into the winter solstice, which happens on, I believe, Monday of next week. First full day of winter is next Monday or Tuesday. So as things are sort of ramping up to the seasons changing, you think it's just, okay, it's just another day on the calendar. Mother Nature says, no, it isn't. And to make it even more interesting this year, for the first time in a long time, matter of fact, I think we have the story at DougStefan.com, a full moon will occur on Christmas Day. So Christmas Eve, you look up at the sky, you'll see this full moon. It actually takes place early Christmas morning. First time since 1977 there's been a full moon on Christmas. So with all of that stuff going on, if you don't think the world is going to be crazy from now until the end of the month, you got another thing coming. So what do you do to modify the craziness? Well, you act your age and perhaps your IQ at the Christmas party. You see all these crazy holiday mishaps that happen? Richie, you've had the Christmas party already, right?
We did.
Jen, you have your Christmas party?
No, it's Thursday.
Thursday, okay. So, Richie, what was the most I want to get the dirt on some of the people there. I did not. I was invited. I didn't come. So who was the most embarrassing character? Come on, you can tell us.
Come on, give us
the most embarrassing character. I mean, it's usually me, but...
Really? You had too much to drink?
No, I had three beers.
Be wary of the open bar.
Who was the most embarrassing character?
Yeah.
One of my producers had a couple of drinks, but he didn't do anything to embarrass himself, but you could tell he was having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Phil.
Who was that?
Phil. Yeah, with the Chad Benson show.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But he's having a good time. I think probably one of the funniest conversations that we had was the Laura Ingraham show is produced out of here.
Yes.
And a lot of their producers come from down on Capitol Hill. They work on the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them come from Senator Dan Sessions' office. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about how it's kind of like one of those sex trade lines where they just keep providing new slave labor for the the show.
Because she's so tough on people.
No. They all come from that thing. It was really funny. So, but nobody got drunk and embarrassed and photocopied.
Nobody
their
made
butt.
Copies of their butts.
No.
See, we do something a little different. We actually celebrate a lot at Siren. On Thursday, we'll do a Ruth's Chris lunch.
Really.
Because we get excited that Ruth's Chris is
Thursday. Which watch. Thursday am I going to be there?
This Thursday, sure. Come on out.
I'll be there.
Then on next Christmas Eve, we will work a half a day and we'll do a white elephant exchange. And then in January, that's typically when we have
our party. What's a white elephant exchange?
Yeah. You know, when you buy a gift that anybody can enjoy and then everybody trades for it.
Oh, okay. Trade gifts.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we'll invite clients and stuff to a New Year's party, which we do in January, because we found that the holidays are so stressful and busy that no one enjoys the Christmas parties that we would have.
Well, that's
so
but part of this is that nobody really enjoys. So much expectation, nobody really enjoys. It's like forced fun. And there are so many sordid tales. I was just looking at an exchange on one of the websites where things have happened at office hookups after Christmas, especially if there's an open bar. Why would you, this is a warning, anybody who's a boss that has an open bar, you're asking for it. Why would you do that?
We did.
You had an open bar.
Fun.
Sure. Yeah, why wouldn't you? What are you going to do, charge your employees at the Christmas party for a drink?
Well, but not have just open, season, go have as much as you want to drink. Here's the story of a Christmas party being held at Larry
Elfman's.
I got a
Christmas party at Doug's.
Doug, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
you'll never $5.50, please.
You won't find a Christmas party.
Doug's like,
there hasn't been
gets
a Christmas party
wine.
Here for 30 years.
It's like going to church. Everybody gets a sip of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so here's this small office party. 20 people showed up. The fiance of the boss decided to drink all she could at the open bar and ordered shots for everybody.
Good.
Let's see, around midnight,
there.
She got a little frisky with one of the people that was a worker there in front of the boss, her husband, and everybody else.
Awesome.
She went into an exchange in kissing, you know what goes on in kissing, and then proceeded to get sick and throw up over this guy's shoulder. This is gross. Into her husband's lap. And the only reason I look at that, Why would you? I'm just looking. There's a website you can go to, Richie.
Pretty bad.
All the worst Christmas stories you can come upon. And there are these, there's tons of them here. Why in the world are you looking at this stuff? There's a fellow who went to a party at his job with his new girlfriend, knowing his old girlfriend would be there. He did it to make her jealous. And the fist fight broke out between the two girls.
I've done that, except for the fist fight.
You've done that?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Went to the Radio America Christmas party. No. Went to the Radio America Christmas party with who's now my wife, Janet, yeah. Was then my girlfriend.
Yeah.
When my old girlfriend, who worked here, was there.
The one I liked?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. How'd that go over?
I didn't care.
How'd they get along?
Worked out fine for me.
You're just thinking about yourself. You're not thinking, wouldn't you be concerned about you care about your wife? You cared about your old girlfriend.
She wasn't my wife at the time. She was my girlfriend. She didn't care.
Really?
She was.
What did the other one think? The other one didn't like it.
I didn't care what she thought.
But see, that's not nice. It's Christmas.
She broke up with me.
Yeah. Especially because you guys were too. She broke up with you.
Yeah. Well,
okay, then that's not so
she
bad.
Decided that I was a bad influence in her life. And that
really?
That,
yeah. Well, you were.
A bad influence. What were you talking about?
You're a horrible influence.
She was a nice girl.
She was a wonderful girl.
Yes.
She was a little too short for you.
A little too short.
Nah, she just wasn't a good man, Max, but she was a nice lady. 18 at the hour. Enough on that one. Good day.
Fun.
Thank you.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quality floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents, and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals, and pay no interest until 2018. End-of-year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Music is a gift like no other, and right now at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, right now at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
What's so funny?
I don't know, I was thinking about this music and how inappropriate it is for Christmas time. All I want to hear on Christmas is Christmas.
Oh,
I'm one of those people, I want to hear nothing else but Christmas music. It's not, where's there a guitar Christmas song? Please.
Come Santa Claus.
Thank you. 21 after on Good Day.
Down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzing and blitzing and all his reindeers pulling on the rain.
Friedman Attorney Spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Successful acts to come out of America for a long, long time. Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift.
My daughter loves this song.
Lady knows how to do it. No matter what the music, she's really a great storyteller. The release of live concert specials on Apple Music, according to the AP. Special featuring her performance from her stop in Sydney, Australia, as well as special appearances from Justin Timberlake, Mick Jagger, Selena Gomez, and unlike her Grammy-nominated 1989 album, the concert special will be free to stream for all Apple Music users starting on Sunday. So if you're interested in seeing a Taylor Swift concert, how was the Adele? I did not see the Adele show last
I didn't either.
I didn't see it, though.
I would like to have taped it.
Where do you watch all of these taped shows that you...
It's very rare. On the weekend, sometimes I can get, get a little bit done.
I feel like you're always like, I taped it.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Thank
like,
you.
I can watch live TV. I get up at 2:55 in the morning, Rich. I know that you have to drive to work, but it's still really early.
I understand that. I'm just wondering when you pack time in to actually
sometimes
watch these.
On the weekend.
Also, Taylor Swift news today from Simon & Schuster. They're publishing a crowdsourced book that was brought to them on Taylor Swift that fans are creating, in effect. They announced the other day they'll hold a contest where fans can name the book. It's going to have the feel of a scrapbook, supposedly, according to the folks at Simon & Schuster, collecting magazine profiles, other various articles on her. Nothing new, nothing from her. They're just looking for one thing to put on the cover of the book. They have the entire contents of the book. They want a super Swiftie. They want a picture of somebody who has done a selfie with what they refer to as Swiftie. A selfie Swiftie for the cover of the book. And that person who supplies the super Swiftie selfie will be the honorary author and be paid $10,000 for their trouble. You'll be able to upload a video of this. Apparently, they're putting in. How do you do a book in video? Is that
very anybody, carefully, Dougie?
Anybody who's seen? I haven't seen one of those. But this is something that is. This woman, everything she touches. Everything she touches is
so
gold.
Smart. She's so
very
smart.
Now I gotta wonder if this is being crowdsourced. Will she get anything out of it? I mean, they have to. Does it have to be that she approves of what goes on when you have a book like this, or can she sue them for taking material that is hers? I mean, a lot of people that
they're
very proprietary about their image. And about what people see. You can write a book, an unauthorized biography.
But if they're taking pictures from social media, she doesn't own those pictures.
No. And that's where most of the stuff is coming from. Most of it. Is there anything... One would wonder now, given the age that we're in, if people can sue successfully. I've noticed that more and more there are suits like this that supposedly are an invasion of privacy. The people that are the subject matter don't want to have people looking into their private lives. But yet, if you're in public, how do you not expose yourself? The other side of it is, if you are a person that doesn't have any status and somebody publishes a picture of you, is that grounds that you don't want published? Is that grounds for coming to some kind of a suit? It's so gray now. All these areas are so gray. There hasn't been law, I bet, that's been written to sort of determine what the outcome would be. Anyway, the point is, she's quite a star. Taylor Swift here on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. With the holiday season underway, there's still time to find that perfect gift for that special someone. For over 60 years, Hickory Farms, America's most famous holiday food gift brand, has been a family favorite with their award-winning signature sausages, cheeses, and other specialty foods. This year, Hickory Farms is introducing Simply Hickory Farms, a line of sausage, cheeses, and condiments made from simple, wholesome ingredients with no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. Their 100% all-natural beef sausage and naturally aged handcrafted Wisconsin cheeses are sure to delight friends and family of all ages. And for that someone on your list with a sweet tooth, try this year's new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark, creamy milk chocolate sea salt caramels, or one of their new holiday cookie gifts. Hickory Farms specialty gift boxes and baskets are available at holiday market locations nationwide.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious bags, leather wallets, and other products that prevent this. ID Strongholds founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Hello, it's 33 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. One wonders whether or not this is considered propaganda. Yesterday, congressional auditors said that the Environmental Protection Agency has broken the law by engaging in covert propaganda, which is government speak for lobbying, something you're not allowed to do as a federal agency. It all started after the EPA went on a social media tear promoting the president's clean water rules, allegedly trying to get support for it and sway congressional opinion. This particular rule aims at keeping drinking water, rivers, that sort of thing, all the sources of our drinking water clean. But some think it's an example of the federal government overstepping, you think? I have told you in any number of circumstances that under this rule, a puddle in a farmyard will be considered a waterway. And so the EPA can come onto your farm and they will give you, they will fine you if they find that the pastures and the driveways are not smooth so the water doesn't collect. Because if it does, there's a danger of mosquitoes coming and someone might get malaria from the mosquitoes on your farm in the puddle in your driveway. That's how these bimbos think. And so the idea of the once this came out, probably if they'd have done something that was moderate, nobody would have said anything. But because it is so outrageous, the people around the country, especially the farmers groups, started looking for trouble. And they took a look at the EPA's social media activity and said, nope, you are busted. You can't do this. The EPA responded that they were tweeting responsibly, trying to educate the public. You know what a load of manure that is? What a load of crap. These people and their arrogance, it goes on and on and on and on and on. So I'm happy. The only problem with this sort of thing is that we're using our money against us. That's really what's troubling here. The United States government will sue another agency in the United States government. So what form does that take? Well, lawyers for the EPA will respond to the lawyers from whatever the Justice Department will look at it, and they'll file briefs. They'll be in court for years. It'll cost you millions of dollars for this ridiculous overreach that has no common sense attached to it whatsoever. And you can find these examples. If you look around in any government agency, I just happen to be closer to EPA and the USDA and the FDA because of my other business, my farm. I see these things affecting farmers every day and ultimately affecting what you're getting for food because the farmers can't keep up with all of this regulation. And especially as asinine as this is, can you imagine declaring a puddle in a driveway, a waterway, under federal jurisdiction?
If you're the government, you can.
Of course you can.
It's actually a great way to get my my driveway repaved.
Get some protection.
Yeah, you have to pay for it.
No, I'm going to call the Fairfax County and tell them I've got a puddle in my driveway and I want them to fix it. Okay, get out of here. Thank you. This is awesome.
All right. Hey, well, listen, I'm happy, Richie, to help you out. That's the case.
It is amazing, though.
And oh, my God.
I ride through my neighborhood. And I mean, you rarely think about this. Think about water management when they build a neighborhood. There's 700 homes in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch the houses across the street from me, and then the houses behind them, and the house behind them. They all slope towards me, and I am the waterway because the creek is behind my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the waterway for which the water gets to all from all of these houses through, and then my neighbors.
Yep.
Through the, so they had to, I mean, this development was built in the 70s, so I mean, they had to think about, okay, where is all the water going to go?
No, but they don't. I had the same thing on the back end of my farm. Originally, the farm that I now own that has 114 acres on it was 465. And most of the land around, there was some that was given to conservation, but most of it was developed. So the developers on the back end of the farm filled in all the wetlands. When I was a kid working on this farm, there wasn't one acre of wetlands. Now, there's somewhere between 14 and 18 acres of wetland that was created
because they
by the way they filled the land.
Right.
And nobody stopped them, nobody got involved in it. Yeah, it's fine, fill it in. Create a mess.
But it's just amazing to think about, okay, we inhabit a city, a large city, Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and the suburbs around it, and managing all of the water that flows through those suburbs and that city. Ah. You never put a lot of thought into it.
No, you know, it's like a lot of other things, intricacies, become part of a civilized country.
Right, and what do we create? Like the mosquitoes, I have a little ponding thing in the creek behind me,
yeah.
And I want to call the county and have them clean it up.
Condemnation, Richie, you're ruining the world.
And it's fascinating.
All right, here's a fellow named Eric Burden.
Of the animals?
Whose car, no, was broken into. Game. Multiple packages were stolen. This is Christmas at its worst. He decided to pull a prank on the thieves because he knew they were from the neighborhood. He collected his dog poop, boxed it up, and left it on his porch as bait for the crooks in his neighborhood. He also had a home security system to catch the bandits in the act. He left the packages on his front porch on Sunday night. Sure enough, about 1:30 in the morning, a couple of kids were spotted running up to the porch and snatching the packages. I was excited, he said. I was repaying them. I wanted to give them back something. He was a bit surprised the thieves were children, but pleased with his prank. And so they got it all on the local news channel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These children coming up. The story is at DougStephan.com.
It's happening in is it in North Dakota or Iowa,
yeah,
too. They're getting tired of all of their UPS and FedEx packages being stolen.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, because people are staking them out.
They're leaving boxes of rocks on their porch now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think poop is better. I think I'll fill up some boxes with cow manure.
Well, nobody comes to your porch. I mean,
that's true. I'll put them up
to your neighbors.
Yeah, I will.
Your porch is a journey, for sure.
In a moment, we're going to meet a couple of folks who are from the Good Guides Mentoring Program. Goodwill Industries has a lot of good things going on at this time of year, so we want you to know about them, and we'll tell you that story in a moment here on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
A veterinarian in Massachusetts is studying how women react when they're shown photographs of their children and their dogs. She hopes to find out whether mothers love their dogs as much as their children. Like millions of Americans, my dog is a treasured family member and a reliable companion. So why does that relationship require a scientific study? The federal government paid $370,000 for it. If federal administrators would look through the lens of liberty before giving out millions of dollars worth of these silly grants, they would realize the source of the money. It comes from the taxes of hard-working Americans who already know, without a government study, how much we love our dogs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude and Kmart. This holiday season, you can support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and its fight against childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases while you shop. In collaboration with St. Jude, Kmart has introduced the Giving Hat. The fashionable knit hat was designed to heighten awareness and raise funds to support the life-saving mission of St. Jude. Kmart will donate $1 from the sale of each exclusive hat to St. Jude now through December 31st. Jamie Stein, Vice President, Public Relations and Member Communications of Kmart.
Our partnership with St. Jude is incredibly important to Kmart. Since 2006, Kmart customers, Shop Your Way members, and associates have embodied the holiday spirit with their generous support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, making Kmart the hospital's number one supporter and raising more than $76.7 million. The Giving Hat is another way we can let the families of St. Jude know we support them this holiday season.
For more information, visit Kmart.com. /St. Jude and join the conversation with #TheGivingHat.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Store.
43 after the hour, Doug Stephan with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and two folks that are close to a program that you will want to know more about, the Good Guides program, which happens to be sponsored by Goodwill Industries. Goodwill on every corner, I shouldn't say every corner, but there are a lot of street corners in Santa Monica. I don't see them as frequently here in Massachusetts, but they're around. They've been doing great work for a long, long time. So I have two people who are participating in this program with us. First one is Orby Rosario, who's the director of the Good Guides Mentoring Program for Central Florida. And as a result of this, I guess looking back at your own history, I understand that's why you got into this, Mr. Rosario, because you didn't have such a wonderful upbringing yourself. Is that true? Do we have Mr. Rosario?
I'm gang affiliated at 16.
You were in a gang at 16?
Yes, and I was a high school dropout.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And you were homeless as well?
Yes, I was homeless on three occasions.
Mm-hmm. So what was it that turned, how did you happen to turn your life around? This Goodwill program that you're involved in now, Good Guides, wasn't available back then, was it?
No, it wasn't available back then, but I did have a coach, a basketball coach, who took a special interest in my life, and he made a huge difference. He got me my first job, stayed on track with me. I remember he bought me my first wallet, and, even taught me how to cash my first check, and that made a huge difference in my life. You know, mentoring has made a difference in my life, and that's why I've chosen to mentor as well.
Well, that's really an important statement, and people who know, I frankly didn't have quite the same story as you did. My father was an orphan, and he was on the streets of South Boston and probably could have used a program like this. His background, not dissimilar from yours. When I was a kid, there were a lot of things going on at home that weren't good, and I escaped. It was fortunate that there were farms around where I grew up, and that's how I got my mentoring. But you make a point that I think is the most important here, and that is mentoring, paying attention to, having the interest, if you will, in taking somebody under your wing. And I understand that that's what we have with Hannah Strope, who is one of the people involved and has been guided by the Good Guide program. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Tell me your story. You and your twin sister are people that have been through this program. Is that right?
Yeah, me and her both joined around the same time in 2014, and it has helped us tremendously from both of us graduating high school and, you know, her succeeding with her career and me going in my starting college and stuff. If it wasn't for them and if it wasn't for Orby, like, definitely, I don't think I would be doing what I'm doing today.
So your father wasn't there, your mother was sick, and you were trying to take care of her, and there were 10 people living in the house where you were trying to survive. Does that sum it up?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know my father at all. I never met him. I don't know, you know, who he is. My mom, she's on disability. She had roughly, I think, 4 to 5 surgeries on her neck, and my mentality at 16 was, let me help support, let me make sure that she's not, you know, suffering and trying to pay bills at the same time. I'm at the age where I could get a job, so, you know, that's my mentality. But once I was in a car accident and Orby just motivated me, Hannah, come on, you have to finish school, you have to do this, like, you could work, but try doing this also, you know. And ever since that, education has been the key. Education is something that I want to pursue, and I never thought I needed it, but with him it is, and I still work while I'm in school. And it's just, without the mentoring and the motivation they gave me, I don't even know where I would be.
All right, so how did this connection take place? How did you, Hannah Strope, get connected to the Good Guides program that's run by Mr. Rosario?
Well, the high school that I did attend was Mavericks High School, and a lot of my friends knew Orby because Orby was a teacher at one point. He taught at a school in Poinciana. And from my friends, one day I'm in class and he's talking to my friend, my best friend Haylin, and I seen him, and I just, his vibe was something that connected with me off the bat. And I was like, Orby, like, I talked to him and he was like, come to the mentoring on Tuesday. And I was there, and from that Tuesday, I was there the following Tuesday and the following Tuesday, and just kept going.
Orby, do you have any idea how many people have taken advantage of this program, not only where you are in Florida, but around the country? Because this is new to me. By the way, those of you who are intrigued by this, you can go to goodwill.org and get some more info on the Good Guides program. But to go back to what I was asking you, where in the rest of the country do these mentorings take place?
We have mentoring programs in mostly the big cities, but you can hop on goodwill.org / good guides and see if there's a mentoring program where you are located as well, because we have 22 of the good guides programs around the country, so you have to search it out to see if it's locally.
So how do you get support for these? This is a program that serves young people who are teenagers, who are at risk for sure. There are a lot of programs, some of them better than others. How do you find these youngsters who are in need, and how do you pay for all these services?
Well, the youngsters are referred to us. Like, for example, I'm at a local high school, and, you know, when I go into the high school, the counselors or the teachers will be like, hey, can I refer you a youth hasn't been coming to school, or can I refer you a youth that is on the verge of dropping out, suffering in attendance, or you know, has been getting in a lot of trouble. So that's how we get our referrals. The mentoring program, it's supported through your donations. You know, we do a lot of things through the donations that we receive. Also, through, you know, we do get support from a government grant. But, you know, when you donate to Goodwill, Goodwill does, you know, use that money that we use to resell things to put it back within the community.
Mm-hmm. So the best part of this, it seems to me, is the giving that takes place. And this is the time of year when a lot of people are looking for a way, because they want to, if they're successful, want to help others be successful. It's also a time of year when people are looking for ways of having a tax write-off, frankly. So if you're looking around for something, you're not quite sure what to give to or how to give, perhaps this is something you might choose. Go to goodwill.org and check out the Good Guides Mentoring Program. Congratulations, Orby, to you and your success with people like Hannah Stroop. Good to have you here on the Good Day Program.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimplySafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimplySafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com right now. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I have my own technology, so I got my voice works technologically.
The mouthophone.
Boom, 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 boom. It's the Doug X program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. It is also time now for technology in the news, Tech Talk time. So we don't have Stevan today. He really did a lot of damage to his back. He's in tough shape.
Poor guy.
So hold a good thought for him.
There must be an app for that, though, right?
Kim, yes, right. Kim is busy. I don't know. Everybody's busy. So here we are. They're all doing the Christmas shopping online.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
So we have me and do it while we're doing the show.
Yes. I have plenty of that to do. Today's technology talk in a moment here on Good Day.
When it comes to health benefits, employers large and small have new options. Private health exchanges are fast becoming a compelling solution, providing a greater choice of benefits to meet employees' unique needs and simplify enrollment logistics. And the welcome news for employers looking to provide health coverage for employees in an affordable way. In fact, 6 million people enrolled in their employer-sponsored benefits through private exchanges in 2015. So how do private health health exchanges work? Mark Morgan, senior strategist at Humana, explains.
In a traditional model, companies usually choose a limited set of health benefits to offer employees, hoping to meet most employees' needs. In contrast, private health exchanges offer a wide choice of plans. Employees shop and choose the options that best meet their individual needs, typically using employers' contribution to offset some or all of the costs.
Private health exchanges are not related to the public health insurance exchanges created by the Affordable Care Act. For more information, visit whenwellnessworks.humana.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, so here's the Doug Steffen Good Day way to ferret our way through the parental problems people have at this time of year. Where do I get my children? The thing that I find interesting, as your children get older, parents are continuing the, let's say you buy your child something when he or she is 12, and they get a smartphone or some device, and then a couple of years later they're on the family plan, right? Everybody, mm-hmm. How long were you on your father's family plan or company plan? Maybe you still are.
I'm still on the company plan. But to be fair, I've also worked for the company for a long time.
Yeah. Well, my children obviously have done work for me on the air, off the air for years, but now they're on their own. It was quite a long time ago that I had my children off of the of my cellular bill. But I just wonder, I'm asking this question because I think at this time of year, when so many people are adding so many things to their service, have you thought about what it is that perhaps might be a responsible way of handling these phones or these devices that you get? Because it's so easy you just leave things the way they are, and the children grow up and they still are on your plan. I would think that by the time they get to be of age, they ought to start paying for their own, and especially the overages. How often do you see that? Right?
With all the text messages, the data.
1 year after graduation, have them paying their bill. Just take them off of yours and have them get their own.
I think it's healthy during high school. I mean, look, I had a car payment during high school. I think having a cell phone payment is pretty reasonable if you're over 15 or 16 years old.
If your child has a job, they ought to be paying for whatever it costs them to live, whether it's the home, whether it's the car, whether it's these kind of devices. With the explosion of these new digital technologies everywhere, parents, when you examine it, are paying monthly charges for everything. Cell phone bills, wireless internet access, gaming accounts, iTunes, music store purchases. Come on.
You know what we're acknowledging?
What are we acknowledging?
That all kids have cell phones, Dougie.
I know. Well, I don't. That's not. I'm trying to remember.
I didn't get one until I drove a car.
Yeah.
They weren't
around when my kids were kids.
Pretty much for me, too, yeah.
Right. Anyway, I think this is a responsible thing to sort of remind you of as you go into the season, because you're going to buy a lot of these things. Just add it to my account for now, and it stays there forever. Not a good idea. Teach your children responsibility. Have them pay their bills. 59 after. This is a good day.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.